The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 12, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Brahmatmanam Brahmahavi Brahmagno Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatina Gantadhyam Brahmakarna Samadhina. This is Krishna consciousness. Sarvam Khulidam Brahma. Actually, there is nothing as material. Because the energy and the energetic, there is a verse in Vishnu Puran, ekasthane sthitasagne jusna vistarina jatha tathaiva brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. What is this jagat manifestation? The manifestation is energy. Energy of Krishna. Energy of the Supreme Brahma. The whole atmosphere is just like the sunshine. We can exactly understand what is the position of this material world, what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the spiritual world. By nature study we can understand. As it is explained in the Vishnu Puran, ekasthane sthitasya agne, just like fire, is situated in one place. Ekasthane sthitasya agne jusna vistarina jatha, but it is illuminating. Everyone, we can understand. The same thing, just like the sun glow is situated in one corner of the star, but the sun sign is illuminated. Ekasthane sthitasagne. The agni or the fire is situated in one place, but the illumination is distributed. So, just like the sunshine is spread all over the universe. But it is see that we can see every day the sun globe is situated in one place. Not that the sun globe is distributed, spread all over the universe. The sunshine. Similarly, there is fire. The illumination is distributed. The heat or two energies of the fire. So because the energy of the fire is distributed all over the universe, it does not mean the fire is finished. No. Fire is there. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. That is Krishna. Krishna is expanding himself, just like the heat and light. But that does not mean Krishna is finished. It is not material. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Krishna is spread in so many ways by his energy, by his personal expansion. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Abdam Purana Purusam Navajovanam. He is not finished. This is material idea that if Brahma is spread everywhere, then where is the existence of Brahma in one place? This is the Mayavadi idea. Just like you take a big paper, a newspaper, and tear it into pieces and throw all over, the original newspaper is finished. That Krishna is not like that. That because Krishna has spread by his energies, prakriti, energy means prakriti, that does not mean Krishna is finished. This is Mayavad philosophy, that when Brahma, the Supreme, is distributed everywhere, the original form or the fact is finished. No, that is not it. There is Isopanishad, they say that he is so perfect and complete, even complete is taken away from complete, it is still complete. That is Brahma. We have got this limited idea. I have got balance, so $1,000 in the bank. And if it is taken little by little, the whole balance is finished. It is not like that. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashyasya. You have got $1,000, you take $1,000, still $1,000. This is spiritual. 1 + 1 = 1, 1 - 1 = 1. That is described here. That brahmatvanam brahmahavi, brahmagno brahmanahatam. Actually, the sacrificer, the ingredients, just like grains and ghee is being offered in the fire. So, the fire is also Brahma. The ingredients are also Brahma. The person who is offering ingredients, he is also Brahma. But in different categories. Not that because everything is Brahma, therefore everything is God. No. Everything is, this is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, achinta bhedabhed tattva. The example can be given, just like a drop of sea water and the sea. Chemical composition is the same. But the drop of sea water is not equal to the sea. This is Vaishnava philosophy. The Mayavada philosophy is the drop, when it is taken, then it is separate, and again you put it there, then it is one. So the Vaishnava philosophy accepts it is one and separate, both. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta bhedabhed, simultaneously one and different. And it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that maya tatavidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. I am spread all over the universe, jagat abhakta murtina, non-manifested murti. He has got his murti. He says maya, by me. Me means person, maya. So, how he is spread? Just like we are person. I am here, but I am not in my apartment. You are here, you are not in your house. That is the difference between Krishna and me. Krishna is also a person. I am also a person. But Krishna can remain anywhere and everywhere, and still he remains his personality. That is Krishna. Akhilatmabhuta. That is stated in Brahma Sangha. Gulukanamni nijadhami taletatasya devi mahesu haridhamu sutesu tete prabhavanisya vihitasya jena govindamadi purushantama. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Ishara sarvabhutanam hridayeshe ujjana tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. Your heart, my heart, it is particularly mentioned in the heart. We are searching out where is the soul, where is the super soul, but it is in the heart. And we see also, so long the heart is going on beating, the living condition is there. As soon as the heart stops, everything finished. And the Shastra says also, Ishara sarvabhutana hridayeshe arjuna tishtati. Now, you find out where is the super soul and the soul. But because you cannot find out, it does not mean that there is no soul, no super soul. That doesn't. That is your imperfectness of knowledge or process of knowledge. And how you can find out? The magnitude of the soul is stated in the Shastra, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. We cannot measure even the tip of the hair. And why? How we can measure? And because we cannot find out, we say there is no soul. No, there is soul. Kesadra satabhagasya satadha kalipitasya cha jiva bhagasya abhigyam cha anantaya kalpat. Therefore we have to see through the Shastra, not by our blunt eyes and senses. That is useless. Adhakik. Those who are bringing spiritual matter as spiritual matter to be subjected to the experimental knowledge, it is not possible. Experimental knowledge is defective. Therefore, we have to understand spiritual subject matter, Shastra Jonityat, the Vedanta Sutra says. We have to learn from the Shastra. So here, Krishna says, that everything can be converted into Brahma. It is a fact, sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Now how to realize? That is Krishna consciousness. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita very nicely. Just like Krishna says, everything is Krishna. Now how to realize? The Krishna says, those who are not very advanced, they have been advised to understand Krishna. How? Rasoham avsutantiya. My dear Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. Begin like that. Rasoham avsutantiya. Avsu in liquid. Any liquid thing, you have some taste, otherwise how you drink the liquid things. You have got some, everything has got taste. The whole world is full of taste. Unless there is taste, nobody can be inclined to enjoy something. Anything you take. Therefore, sex life is called adiros, the original taste. So, in the water, while we drink water or milk, or even wine, any liquid thing. If you simply try to practice this, that this taste where what I am enjoying, that is Krishna. That begins Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. Everyone can do that. If you cannot chant, if you cannot hear about Krishna, If you cannot understand about Krishna, because the devotional method is Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. So to hear about Krishna, it does not appeal to everyone. Krishna is fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna is playing on the courtyard of Yashoda Mai. There are so many descriptions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The ordinary less intelligent man, they cannot understand that the Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma, can crawl in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. It is very difficult for them to understand. Therefore, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is description of Krishna's activities. Because unless one understands what is Krishna, he is not interested in the activities of Krishna. But those who are devotees, they know that Krishna's and Krishna's activities are one and the same, absolute. So if we cannot understand Krishna, Krishna is so kind that he descends and plays in so many ways. If we simply hear about Krishna, that means we associate with Krishna. Chanting of Krishna, Hare Krishna, is Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavigra. These are the statements of the Shastra. Krishna's name, Chintamani, spiritual. It is not material. You cannot go on chanting on any material name, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, you'll be tired. But you go on chanting Hare Krishna, 24 hours you'll never be tired. That is the difference. They do not understand. And the more you chant, you relish. Otherwise, these European and American boys and girls, 4 or 5 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna or what is Krishna's name. Now, they are chanting all over the world. This is a fact. One priest, Christian priest, he was astonished in Boston. He issued one pamphlet. He said that these boys, they are our boys. Some of them are coming from Christian family or Jewish family. But before this, before they are taking to Krishna consciousness, they did not care for anything, Bible or church or anything. Never. Now how is that? These boys are mad after God. So therefore, it is a fact that Krishna and Krishna's name, there is no difference. Here in the material world, if you want, if you are thirsty, if you want water, if you simply chant, water, 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 that will not satisfy you. You require water, the fact. But spiritually, when you chant Krishna, you release Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. That is because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. So, as we advance in realization, then we can understand that everything is Krishna. That is described here. Brahmatvanam Brahmahavi Brahmagno Brahmanamatam. Because everything is Krishna's energy. The same example, just like the fire has got two energies, heat and light. So, whenever there is heat, there must be fire. And whenever there is light, there must be fire. You cannot say that heat is here, light is here, but fire is not here. Now that you cannot say. As soon as even smoke is there, the fire is there. Even the smoke, this maya, external energy, is considered as the smoke of the fire. But it's in the smoke also you can perceive fire. And in the light also you can perceive fire. In heat also, you can perceive fire. There are three things, smoke, light, and heat from fire. So one who is realized soul, he sees everywhere the connection of fire. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe, Yukta Vairagya Muccate. He can see. This is advancement. Just like we are offering Krishna something prepared. So how it becomes prasadam? Others will see that the same dal, bhat, ruchi or halwa we are also preparing, how these people are calling it prasadam. And why they take with so respect. The prasadam, that is also Krishna. That is all. This is the process to understand, as I have already said. Rasoham mapsukanti. For the neophyte, by taking prasadam, by thinking the taste of water, Krishna, he will gradually develop his Krishna consciousness. That is dormant. It is not artificial. Simply by certain process, it has to be awakened. There is no loss. But if there is any gain, why not take it? Anyone who is coming here, it is not necessary that one has to pay some fees or there is some loss. There is no loss. Everything is gain, simply by hearing. And Krishna is speaking about himself. So we should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. That will be beneficial for us. So, Krishna and Krishna's name, or anything in this world, Sarvam Kulidam Brahm, that is Krishna, because it is energy of Krishna. And you cannot separate the energy from the energetic. I have already explained that you cannot separate fire or heat or smoke from the fire, because the three things are emanating from the fire. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, janmārdasya jataha. The first quote is, athāta brahma jigyāsa. Now this human life is meant for inquiring about the Absolute Truth. In cats and dogs' life we cannot. By evolution process, when you come to human form of life, there is chance of understanding Krishna. Therefore, when you get this human form of life, if you do not understand Krishna, then you are committing suicide, atmaha, cutting one's throat himself. So, we should not be atmaha. Labdha sudurlabhidam bhausam vant manasam arthadam. This human form of life is purposeful, don't waste. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Therefore, there are so many Vedic literatures just to awaken this humanity or human society to the point of Krishna consciousness, so that he may be relieved from this business of janma mitu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosa anudarsana. This is required. So this is brahmarpana. Brahmarpana, Krishna is Brahma, Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna is accepted. Who directly heard from Krishna about Bhagavad Gita and his experience about Krishna, he expressed, he'll find it in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma, Parabrahma. Parabrahma param dhāma, pavitram paramam bhavān. My dear Krishna, you are the Parabrahma. Everything is Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. That is the distinction. Sarvam khalidam Brahma. This all right. But what from this Brahma is emanating? That Parabrahma. Janmādasya jatah. Brahma is also emanating. Brahmanaham pratistha. everything Brahma is situated on Parabrahma. Therefore, he is described as Param Dhamma. Dhamma means the platform. Just like we stand on the surface of the globe. So similarly, there must be some standing. Just like the light is coming. Where from the light is coming? The standing is the lamp. If the lamp is broken, there is no more light. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti, where from it is coming? Where is the source? The Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, is not ultimate. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Badanti tattattavidasatyam jat jnanam adyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. The absolute truth is one. Either you say Brahma or Paramatma or Bhagavan. But still there is a great sort of realization. Brahma realization is impersonal realization. Paramatma realization is localized. And Bhagavan realization is the perfect, ultimate realization. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. The same example. Just like you are in the sunshine, that is also light. The darkness, it is not darkness. Similarly, those who have realized impersonal Brahma, that is also light. Those who have realized localized Paramatma, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, the yogis realized Paramatma. Dhyana vastita tatgatena manasa pasanti jam yogino. Yogi's business is in meditation to see Krishna within the heart. And the jnanis, they realize impersonal feature, Brahma Jyoti. But the bhaktas, they directly come to the original source of Brahma and Paramatma. Bhagavan, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtate, Ishvara has expanded in everyone's heart. And who is that Ishvara? Ishvara Paramakrishna. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda, Sarvakaramakara. So if we understand Krishna and Krishna's energies, then we can realize the Vedic slogan, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But without understanding Krishna, it is not possible. Without understanding Krishna, there will be fall down. Therefore we see so many impersonalists. They cannot give up their attachment for this material world. That is not possible. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jannir bhinnakha vimutta manina tayyasta bhavad abhisuddha buddhaya. Anyone who has neglected your personality, Aravindakha, O the lotus eyed Krishna. Aravindakha, je anne, he Aravindakha, tai asta bhava, they cannot understand what you are. You are abhisuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is still contaminated, not purified, abhisuddha. Then, what is the result? The result is arujya kritchena parang padang tato. After severe austerities, penances, they may come to the impersonal understanding of your Brahma Jyoti. But patanti adho again comes to the material world. Therefore, the impersonalist, without understanding of Krishna, even very much advanced, they do not get any occupation. They come down again to the material platform, to open hospital, school, college. Why? Because the impersonalist says that this material world is false. If the material world is false, why you come down again to the false platform to open schools and hospitals? That means arujyakichena parang padang patanti adha anaditajusmadhanga. Just like if you go very high with your aeroplane, just like they are trying to go to the moon planet, because they are not getting any shelter, they are coming back again. And if you are going to the moon planet, why you do not stay there? But they cannot stay. Similarly, the so-called Brahma realization, or Brahma, actual Brahma realization, that will not help. You must stay samya. That is the lotus feet of Krishna. Samasita jat padapallavam plamam. We have to take shelter. That is Krishna saying, paramam guhyam. You take shelter of my lotus feet. Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam saranam bhaja. That is Krishna's advice. Not sarvadharman means there are so many systems of religion. But there any system of religion, if it does not lead you to the platform of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God, that is defect. Therefore, Bhagavad says, sabai pungsana paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaji. That is first-class system of religion. What is that? Which teaches one how to become unalloyed, unflinching devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. That is first-class. All others, they are defective. Sometimes they are described as cheating. That in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajita koitava atra. Koitava means cheating. So anything going in the name of religion, but it is cheating, that is rejected here. Dharma prajita. Prajita means prakishta rupena ujjita. Just like a sweep with a broomstick, you cleanse all the dust. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it is said that cheating type of religious system is completely swept out. Dharma prajita paitavatra, parama nirmasanaram. Then for whom it is meant? For parama nirmasanaram. Those who have achieved the stage of nirmasarata, without any jealousy. Because the material disease is jealousy. I am jealous of you, you are jealous of me. This is the business here. Here, however I may be very great personality, but in the material affair, there are many instances. They become very, very jealous. That is material disease. Material disease means we are all jealous. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for Parama Nirma Sarana, who is not jealous. For him it is meant for. Parama Nirma Sarana, Vastava Vastu Vedamatra. These are described there. And actually, our jealousy begins from Krishna. Krishna is asking, sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam saranam bhaja. But I am jealous. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? Why? He is also as good as I am. Maybe little learned. Abhijananti mam mudha manasim tanuha. Because he is asking, demanding your surrender. And I am thinking he is an ordinary man. So I am losing the chance. Abhijananti mana mudha. So our jealousy business has begun from Krishna. Why shall I accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality? Although in the shastras, Krishna says personally, matta parataram nanna kinchijasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior truth than me. But you don't believe it, although you read Bhagavad Gita, but you don't accept Krishna's version. This is our disease, because jealous. Thank you very much.